Like, first of all, we've seen the car now in practice and qualifying. This year, how's it setup going? How's the pace so far?
I think we can be very happy with the setup and the pace. I think it's the quickest lap the Corvette C7R ever did here in Le Mans. So we try hard, you know, we work hard. The team is doing a great job. Everybody is focusing on it. And we can be quite pleased with the performance we showed so far. And then, we have to see. It's a long race and we try to be clever. We try to be clever in the terms of, staying out of trouble and push as hard as we can every lap.
Because first of all, how's the team keep extracting more out of this car? As we heard, it's 19 years of Corvette, the same car, continually coming back. So what's the development to make sure it keeps getting quicker?
Well, I mean, this car obviously is not the same for 19 years, but it is obviously the same for quite some years now. And obviously the car is homologated and they were here last year. Nothing really changed, let's say, technically, because you are not allowed to change, right? You cannot say, okay, now we make a bigger wing and we make this and that. So it's homologated. And obviously you try to develop the tire in combination with Michelin, try to improve the setup. But I mean, there's not a lot. So it's all the little bits. And that's why I think at the end we saw a lap time which was quicker, like I said, than ever before with the car, and we can be quite happy with that.
Because how hard is it for Corvette competing in IMSA, not competing in the WEC, to come and compare yourself, I guess, against the other GT competition here?
Well, I think it's not a big difference because the same competition is racing in America. I mean, different teams probably here and there, but it's the same cars you compete in America, and so I think Corvette is used to that. Obviously, they come here for Le Mans, for the big one, and since a long, long time, and I think it's important for Le Mans. I think the cars are very special, the sound is unique, and I think the fans love it.
And for you, your first time with Corvette at Le Mans, first of all, what's it like being back in a GT after, was it 2005, and I think a class win?
2005 was the last time in a GT. I think I did pole position in a 4 minute and 5 seconds and something. 405.2 or something, if I remember correct. That's a long time ago. So I think, as you see, it changed a lot because we are a lot quicker than back in the day. Obviously, my last experience here in Le Mans has been in LMP1. 2012 was the last race I did. And it's very different to drive a GT here in Le Mans. And I haven't been here in the pre-test because I had a clash with DTM. So for me, yesterday was the first time in the car in Le Mans. And I know the group, I know the people, I know the everybody from America because I'm doing the long races since 2016 with Corvette. But the first time Le Mans. So it's a challenge for me. I need every lap, I need every minute in the car to be competitive and to build up confidence in the car. It's not easy, and especially with a close competition. I mean, you have to squeeze out everything to be kind of competitive.
And what's it like? I guess last time you were here, you're overtaking people at a rapid rate of knots. What's it like now with
being overtaken?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a new and old situation. Again, like in America, I'm used to it. When I drive with Corvette, you also have the DPI cars which are passing you, or LMP2. And I mean, it's part of the game the other way around. I always respected when I was an LMP1 driver, because before I have been in GT, I think I always knew that the guys are fighting hard and you have to respect each other. I think that's what we all want. Some drivers, they struggle with that, and that's why we see incidents, obviously. I try my best to, you know, stay out of the way, but also to do my race. And I think it's a combination, and you have to sometimes breathe and wait a second, and then you can pass or let somebody by. Or I think, you know, at the end of the day, I know both sides, and I think I'm pretty good on both ends.
And you've won overall, and you've won as a class victory. It's a question that I've asked a few other drivers that have done the same. What's the feeling like on the podium when you win the class. Is there a difference, or is there a greater satisfaction with one compared to the other?
Yeah, because you get a Rolex when you win it overall and you don't in a class, which I think is wrong and a shame. Maybe we can ask Rolex and the ACO to give a watch for the class winners as well. I think the big fight is, to be honest, is in GT Pro, because that's where all the factories are, and you know, it's a cool race. I think both, it doesn't matter, because each class, no matter how many cars are there or whatever, each victory is important and unique in Le Mans. And it feels maybe greater if you beat 16 other cars than 5 other cars or 1 other car. But at the end, it's the same. You have to push as hard as you can, even if it's only one competitor you fight against. Because I have had years, let's say 2010, when I won overall. Obviously, we were 3 Audis on the podium, but there were 4 Peugeots we were fighting hard before. They all had an engine failure throughout the race. But my teammates were pushing as hard as we were to win the race. So it's the same deal. And I think to be on the podium, of course, to win it overall, you get a bit more glory. But I think the satisfaction is the same if you win it in class.
And fine.
To be on that podium and to see all that people and to feel that relief, it's amazing.
And final question, I know you weren't here last year, but it was an incredibly exciting race that unfortunately didn't go Corvette's way. So what's the attitude this year? Is there a little bit even more hunger than normal?
I think there's always a hunger, and I think at the end when I speak to the people at Corvette, even though they were disappointed not to win, they take it really in a positive way. They said it was a really hard race until the end, and the better one, with a little bit of luck, let's say, won at the end, and it wasn't us. So it's not that, you know what I mean, it's the way Corvette looks at it. They come back, they work harder, and they try to win again, and I think that's what you need. It's racing, things can go wrong. And you need to be lucky also in Le Mans to win that one.
Oh, no, thank you very much. It's been great chat, and the best of luck. Can't wait to see how you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi.